I use my daughter now to speak forth this truth, so it will set you free. Multitudes of women are struggling with this, but the truth is you chose that mate with your flesh, and husbands who have mates that reject holiness and the salvation of Yahshua, you chose that wife. For I did not and would not yoke a believer and a non-believer, a Yahshua, together, but I will allow you and did allow you to make the choices. I put you in remembrance of Nehemiah and Ezra. Note Ezra 9:1-4. Note Nehemiah 13:23-30. The Jews were not allowed to take heathens for a wife. My children grafted into the branch of Yahshua, although you may not be Jewish biologically, spiritually, you are just as much as a Jew. These Hebrew laws apply to you also. If a husband is not following Yahweh and Yahshua in holiness and truth, and insisting that the wife disobey the Torah, which includes all Ten Commandments, and hinder my anointed women from putting Yahweh and Yahshua's will first in their lives, I, Yahweh, do not call these marriages equally yoked, and I, Yahweh, will divide a marriage where a man refuses to allow the wife or the husband to be all I have called and chosen them to be. I will do what the husband or wife has prayed unceasingly and in faith for. If they are obedient and holy, I will not allow anything nor anyone to come between I, Yahweh, Father and Creator, and Yahshua, the Messiah. For a husband or wife is not interfering with the way a husband or wife worships their Creator and Messiah in truth and obedience and has an open mind to salvation, I will have more tolerance and patience with him or her. The wife shall still be like unto a Deborah of old, and I shall use her mightily as she intercedes for her husband, as long as he does not harm her in any way, nor forbid her from obeying my commands and the calling I, Yahweh, have placed on her life. I speak forth, together you shall do spiritual warfare to pray and intercede for the nations and people of all races, kindreds, and tongues, to accomplish that which I have sent you forth with a reminder that many are called and few are chosen, depending on how much you want to grow spiritually. Herein lies your choices. Will you love and obey the ways of this world? Or will you obey me, Yahweh, and my son Yahshua? It is your choice. Before the foundations of this world, I, Yahweh, already knew whose name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Ezra 8:21-23. Then I proclaim a fast there at the rivers of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God Yahweh is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God Yahweh for this, and he was entreated of us. Joel 2. Please read all of Joel 2. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God Yahweh, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Please contact me, and let me know the work we do in warning is not in vain, offending some, enlightening others, in the name of Yahshua. Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nicomaya. Given to me on 12-8-2002. Please Don't stone the messenger.